It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And of course, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And once again, we've had to team up with our friends, our family at Giving Hope and Help for the second annual Stop and Drop Feminine Hygiene Products Drive. This year, we're changing locations. I want to give a shout out to where we are going to be at Swope Health 3801 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive Boulevard this Saturday, noon till 3. And of course, on the line, the founder and president of Giving Hope and Help, Jessica McClellan. How you doing today, sis?
I'm good, sis. How are you, Julie Jones?
Very excited about this weekend, noon to three. You know, I get so excited about these type of events, knowing that you're helping not only domestic violence shelters, but those who are coming out of the life of with your other programming. Tell our listeners the items that you're looking for and why this is so important.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Julie, and to the whole Carter Broadcast Group, Hot 103 Jams, KPRT, Gospel 1590. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are collecting pads, organic pads. We have so many tampons. We got a big donation of tampons, so you don't have to bring tampons okay. this time. But if you can bring organic pads with wings, without wings, regular pads with wings, without wings, individually wrapped feminine wipes. Now, these are not the packages of wipes. Mm-hmm. These are wipes that are individually packaged, and they come in a box. There's different brands like Summer's Eve and Always and Monistat. And then we also need feminine wash. And I just want to throw this out there for someone who may be listening and may have some connections or want to help in this way. The domestic violence shelters are asking for African American hair care products, and we've never been able to meet that need. So if you have, you know, an abundance of African American unused hair care products, we would love to get them to support the woman. Julie, can you imagine being in a shelter and not have a pad and not have a tampon and not have a, something for your hair? You know,
That's unfathomable. So we might have to, that you give me an extra event to put up in my head. You can already see my wheels are turning, because it is so true. Whether it's a homeless shelter, domestic violence shelter, those things are very important. And when a woman, I said this yesterday on air, when she is leaving her house, she's gone with just the clothes on her back. So also, Jessica, let's talk about some of the toiletries they might need.
Yeah. So the toiletries that they may need, you know, I did a little test, Julie. Mm-hmm. I got dressed one day and I put every toiletry that I used on the counter. And this is no joke. It was 50 toiletries. And that included all my makeup brushes and my different things, soaps. And, you know, you use a different soap for your body than you do for your private area. Just all the things, facial wash, hair care products. It was about 50 things. And so we need all the things. You know, these domestic violence shelters need all the things for a woman to feel safe, for her to feel beautiful, for her to feel special, and to feel like a woman and a mother and somebody who is trying to live a life free of abuse. They need to be uplifted and inspired and ready for the world with when they get dressed and when they have their cycle and all the things. So we just want to bless them with everything they need.
Okay.
Our main thing is, of course, the period products. But listen, if you've got 50 boxes of the deodorant, bring it. They can use it too. Whatever it is.
All right. So whether it's soap, lotion, hair products, bring that too. Diapers and wipes for the little ones. And you will be meeting us this Saturday, noon until 3. Come on and drive through the second annual Stop and Drop Feminine Hygiene Products Drive at Swope Health 3001 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Jessica, where can people get more information about the other programs that you do? Everything from scholarships to just year-round and to get involved.
Yes, absolutely. They can go to givinghopeandhelp.org. And I just want to say that everything that you all are doing for us this coming Saturday is in support of our 12th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Product Drive. And that's coming up December the 14th. So there's so many things that people can do to get involved. And it's all on our website. They can volunteer. They can get their groups involved, get their church involved, get their workplace involved. It takes all of us to end the cycle of abuse and to end period poverty.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jessica, for the work you do. I will see you Saturday nice and early, girl, because we're going to be ready to do the doggone thing.
We're going to be ready to go. All right, sis. Thank you so much.
Love you. Love you too. Bye, girl.